I think you know our policy, and right now there's nothing that I know of anyway. Got off the practice field and ate a meal, and I started watching a little practice film. So,
are you concerned about a prolonged absence?
Guys, no, I'm not. But I don't know. I have no information, nor even if I did at this point, I wouldn't really be sharing that anyway. So,
is there something that maybe Julius Pruitt didn't show you relative to the rest?
No, it was hard. I tell you, I sat down with him today, and I don't know if we had a harder working guy in the ball club. I mean, a guy just worked his tail off, did things the right way, practiced the right way. I think a lot of him. Really do. It was hard. That was a hard one. And, hopefully he can find a different opportunity for himself. So he's a good man.
We know Jeff Ireland makes, of course, the final call, but how much latitude have you been given to shape the roster the way that you'd like?
No, everything's a joint, Jeff, is very inclusive, and we've had discussions, in free agency last March. We've had discussions in regard to the draft. We've had discussions in regard to when players come in and work out. We've had discussions in regard to, the cut to 75. And we had discussions about trade, I fully support the decision. But, certainly, I was in support of the direction that we moved.
I know you won't reveal state secrets, but has he been pretty deferential in things that
you've done? No, I wouldn't say that. Jeff has a strong opinion. He's been in this business a long time. He knows what he's doing, as does his staff. He's got a quality staff that works with him on a daily basis, and they do their homework. And, I wouldn't say that at all.
Joe, what are the things that make you think this is going to be a good defensive team?
Well, I was encouraged by how we played the other day. I think we have a chance to, anytime I think you can make a team one-dimensional, hopefully we're going to be a good front seven. I think we have a chance to be a good front seven. I think that gives you a starting point. If you can make a team, get them into a situation where they have to throw the ball and they can't, knock you around for 4 or 5 yards on first down on a consistent basis, I think that gives your defensive play caller an advantage. And I think we, that's a starting point, number one. I was encouraged by the pressure we got on the quarterback. I think we have a multiple package that we're going to present some schematic, concerns for teams, at least they're going to have to practice against. Again, it's all about execution. The more risk you take as a defense, the more you're exposing yourself potentially to get exploited if the offense has the right play call, the right blocking scheme, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of the fun part of football, too, the X and O part and the scheme part. But I think we got some veteran players on that side of the ball that we're expecting leadership from, and we're expecting great effort from. So, but the great defenses that I've seen, tackle well, pursue well, apply pressure to the quarterback, take the ball away. We haven't taken the ball away enough, obviously, in the preseason. We've got to do a better job there. But I think we have a chance to get 11 guys hungry, get them to the football. We need to continue to improve our tackling and tackle on a more consistent basis. But I think if you can start, and get the team a little bit behind in terms of the chains, I think you have a chance to dictate the tempo a little bit defensively.
Joe, how much can some of these roster battles and position battles be settled in the game on Wednesday, or is most of the work done?
Some. I mean, there's still a few that will probably be out there, I would imagine. As we like to say, as I've said before, the computer changes. You watch some film, and the guys make sometimes the last impression is the one that's you kind of keep that picture in your mind, and you might forget about a drop over here or a sack over there or a fumble or a bad decision or whatever it may be. So, certainly wouldn't say it's a done deal in any regard. And we'll see how it plays out.
Joe, there's a growing perception, fairly or not, that you want guys in your image, the kind of players that you want. Is that fair, do you think? I mean, do you think some of these moves are...
Well, I would hope so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the moves themselves, but I think you have to have an idea of what you're looking for and, a vision for the team and what kind of team you want to... what type of team you want to have, what kind of men you want to have in the locker room. So clearly, I think we have some good ideas on where we're headed in that direction. And that's not to suggest that Vontae Davis and I had never had any confrontations or real issues. And I appreciate all the efforts that he put forth while he was here. So, But yeah, there's certain guys that you know, there's guys, I can give you an example, when you go to the combine sometimes and you sit there and 60 interviews and you sit over in the training station and you interview guys, and you know there's some guys that you're not going to fit. That doesn't mean they're bad guys or they're not good players either, you know. But you know, when you've been doing it for a while, you get a sense of the people that you feel like you can work with, you can connect with, you can help reach their potential, and you know, guys that you know feel good about, you know, necessarily. And again, that doesn't mean these guys that maybe, but that's part of it. That's a part of the whole process, you know, figuring out who's a good fit and who isn't.
Coach, having said that, you have to be pretty confident with the guys that you have in that position to let a guy like Mark.
Yeah, I mean, we think some guys have made some progress. You know, obviously, we think Nolan Carroll's made some really good progress up to this point in time. Or, you know, Quentin Lawrence, we're interested to see how he plays. You know, this coming game, and he's done some good things. And but yeah, obviously that was part of the decision too.
How much room do you anticipate Ryan getting on Wednesday?
You know, we're having since we had a late day today. This is the day we usually 2 days before that we do the play time. We haven't done that yet, but you know, he's going to play a little bit. Yeah.
Did you get any feedback on the Vontae trade?
I
know you got some
No, I didn't hear anything. Nobody came up. I don't know. Sometimes when you're the head coach, you eat by yourself, and you know, some things don't kind of go by the wayside. But we didn't really have a fireside chat or anything about it. But you know, I think guys, again, I really believe that the guys that have been in this profession for a while in the NFL, they understand it's the business. It's not a personal thing, and you know, I think they know how things happen sometimes, and things happen quick, you know.
This pass defense last year was 25th against the pass, and three of the five guys who played the most reps last year are now gone. Was this secondary in need of a makeover?
I don't know necessarily, Brian, that was a thought process. You know, again, decisions get made at various times of the year for different reasons, you know. Some of them are age related, some of them are money related. You guys have been around, covered the game long enough. You know why sometimes teams make moves or don't make moves. I don't know that it wasn't like we walked in here and said we got to have a makeover here. You know, so that wasn't necessarily part of a master plan or anything like that.
Joe, was there anything? Sorry, all the way back here typing. Was there any thought to, you know, it's important in this league to have a lot of quality cover corners. How much thought did you and Jeff give in that thought in making this move for a pick that obviously will not help you this year?
I mean, you have to you got to weigh everything. There's no question about it. And, you know, there's certain things you know, you can control and you don't control, you know. But certainly, we had a level of comfort with some of the guys that we had on the roster, number one. But number two, yeah, there's always, like you said, there's always risk when you make a move and of this nature, and but we certainly considered that fact. Yeah.
I talked to Richard Marshall after the game the other night, and he said he felt he had a pretty good game against Julio Jones. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, he did some good things in the game. I think there's still room for improvement. I know, you know, I'm probably the picture I'm thinking is that one missed tackle that I was kind of stuck in my mind, you know, how those things kind of stick. But, I think Richard should have a good season.
Anything else?
Coach, Jonathan Martin, the comfort level of him. I mean, I know he played left tackle his whole college career, so the comfort level of him to play him there.
Well, I mean, if that comes to pass, you know, he's obviously, I mean, he's got three or four years at Stanford of a lot of productivity at left tackle since April 25th or whenever he came by here and got drafted, 27th, I'm trying to remember the date. He's been getting 98% to 99% of his work at right tackle. So, but at least, you know, one of the thoughts when you draft a player like that is, does he have, you know, not many people draft strict right tackles anymore, you know, because sometimes, you know, you like guys that have a little bit more versatility. So I think when we picked him, we felt like it was a guy who maybe, you know, if we got in a pinch or something, could fit the bill outside. And, you know, hopefully we don't need to figure that out. But if we do, you know, I mean, you have to have contingencies. It's a tough game these guys play, and there's a lot of injuries out there.
Some players said last week that going into the Atlanta game, it was good for confidence and momentum ahead of the game. Cam Wake said yesterday we should have confidence. It shouldn't affect it at all. Where do you stand on that issue, particularly since the team hasn't won yet in preseason? Where do you stand on Wednesday?
You know, well, I mean, we haven't – the primary focus, Josh, really hasn't necessarily been the outcomes. Now, trust me, at the end of the day, I'd rather go into a locker room that had a victory than a loss. There's no question about that. I don't care if it's preseason, regular season, postseason. I've walked in all three of those, and clearly you'd rather be on the winning side. But there hasn't, you know, again, the stage that we're at has been more about, you know, some of the things that we've done is about the process of this is how we plan on doing things when the regular season comes, when the real, you know, games are upon us. For example, last week was important for, you know, the practice structure, how we're going to meet, how we're going to lift during the regular season. You know, Carolina was important and Dallas is important. We made a couple minor adjustments on how we're going to do things on the road before a game. So, you know, to be quite honest with you, some of that has been, and we've made some mistakes, you know, we've tweaked a couple things, and, you know, that's kind of where our focus has been. And, you know, as we get ready to prepare for our first game, I think it's going to be more important what kind of week of preparation we have in terms of what kind of confidence level. I know for me, my confidence level is more off the film that I watch in practice, not, you know, me giving a great speech or, you know, the player giving a great speech. It's more I get comfort putting my head down at night after I watch the practice film. And I see what our guys are doing and look at the plan and see how the execution was in practice. And we all know there's no guarantees of that either, but that's what gets me going.